How about Trubisky, man? Without him, we don't win that game.
Who's the MVP of the league right now?
I wrapped the hips. You know what I mean? It was always going to be.
Two Guys and a Pro Bowler is brought to you by Xfinity.
Diving interception. Lance Briggs. El Boogie. Alex Brown brings him down. Down he goes.
I'm telling your mommy you heard me.
Anthony Adams dancing around like it's Christmas.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Two Guys and a Pro Bowler. Myself, Alex Brown. And number 55.
Boom, chicka boom, boom, chicka boom, boom.
Speed limit.
Yes, yes. It's not even right. I've never actually. Have you ever seen a 55 speed limit sign?
Yes,
all the time.
Yes. You see them all the time.
Every time I drive.
Every time you drive.
Every single time.
They're still out there.
Every single time.
Well, I found one. I found what?
A 55?
You found a 96.
Yeah.
96.
Not where did you find a 96 at?
What are you talking about?
Not never.
No, for real.
No, where did you find it at?
Where?
On the street.
Because in North America?
Yes.
No,
are you kidding me?
First off, it works in increments of 5.
No, it doesn't, obviously.
Increments.
No, it does not.
Why would it be 96?
We're talking about dirt roads.
As opposed to 95.
And nothing painted on.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean painted on? This right here is legit, bruh. Legit.
Oh my goodness.
Speed limit.
Bruh.
96.
Who made
that? Wait. Speed limit.
You gotta laugh over the pain.
96.
Laugh over the pain.
You see that?
Laugh over the pain.
You like it, don't you? You like it? You like it? That's not an increment of 5 right there.
What do you have right there? Let everybody know, because they can't see it.
A speed limit sign.
A speed limit sign.
The number 96.
That's about as custom made as a Dan Bazin jersey.
This one. Why? Why? This is not custom made. You see it right here. Look at this. Look at this. You see that? That's where they stick the nails. The nails into the.
Yeah. Where the people who
the post
make it
in? No, no. And the post that it hangs up on I-94.
That's where they put the thumbtacks.
It'd never be on 94.
Yes.
Not never.
Absolutely.
That'll be in a cubicle.
Alex.
You like that. You like it.
Guess what?
You like it.
Guess what?
That you like it.
Bears win.
The Bears did win. And speed limit 96.
We won, baby.
We're just gonna keep this right here.
Nah, man, you really don't have to do that.
Doing too much.
That's good. Can I put it in the background?
That was good. Now you can throw it away. You can throw it away now.
I can put it in the background.
You can throw it away now. It makes no sense.
No. Can you get it off the Xfinity sign, please?
Oh,
sure. First off,
all right.
First of all,
I'll get it.
You don't do that.
You blocking it.
Shout out to Xfinity.
Blocking the Xfinity and the Pro Bowler.
You know what?
Man, aren't you guys excited? We beat the Browns, man.
I am.
0-14.
Man, I don't even care.
0-15.
I don't even care.
It's absolutely tremendous.
Wins are wins.
Good.
And they're hard to come by.
Why you say it like
it's
that?
Absolutely tremendous.
Why
man?
You say it like that?
I'm excited.
Are you?
I don't use the word tremendous often, but I
no,
mean,
we, because we I saw you.
I have to say it.
No. On Instagram, I saw you and I saw your little. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter.
It was
and
a smile on my face.
It didn't change at
it was
all.
A
you
smile.
Was just like, eh.
It was
like,
a smile.
Whatever.
I was happy.
We're supposed to win.
I was happy. Yeah, we were. We were supposed to win all the games.
No.
Which one of those quarter emotions? No. Which one of those quarter emotions have you had that was the worst?
Oh man. This year? Or just
it was that 49er game. It was that 49er one. I like the 49er one.
Hurt,
the 49er one I like.
We were
a
supposed
lot.
To win that game,
yes.
dog. That one
yes.
hurt so bad. And, you know, like 49ers, man, I love y'all. Y'all drafting me and all that good stuff, man. But I'm a Bear.
Which is the one where you jumped I'm in the bushes at the end of the fourth quarter?
Oh, man, what game was that?
That
I don't
one,
know,
it
man.
Went Green
they
Bay.
They all run together, man.
That one Green they all run together. It's always the same every week.
I got them already queued up, man. It's like, man, as soon as I see any break of like what's going on, like, okay, yeah, I already got it queued up. Let's pull this one up.
I've seen this one before. Hey, but seriously though, that win, I mean, that was a good win.
Yeah.
That was a good win. That defense, they ran the ball, not very effective, but they stayed with it, and I like that. I mean, you got your Pro Bowl running back going 22 carries for 44 yards. That's not efficient at all, but they stayed with it.
They committed to it.
They committed to it, and I like that part.
Yeah.
But the rookie, man, how about Trubisky, man?
He's coming into his
own. I thought he won that game. Without him, we don't win that game.
I think he's a good game manager, man. And I think he's only going to get better. That's what I think.
I think people take that game manager thing as a negative connotation, and I don't think it is.
If you win a game.
If you're winning games. I mean,
all right, let's take Blake Bortles.
Trash.
Or we can go with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Trash. Jimmy Garoppolo is the real deal.
Jimmy Garoppolo right now, because of his play since he's come in, has changed people's outlook on the 49ers next year.
I think he's 5-0.
Okay.
He's 4-0 or 5-0 as a starting QB.
5-0.
Putting that out there.
No, I agree with you. I think the quarterback position can make people better, and that's what I want to see from Trubisky. That's what I thought I saw yesterday from Trubisky. He made him better. He made the guys around him a little better. I mean, look at what he did, man. He's not Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well.
He did well. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo
looked like a rookie.
Jimmy Garoppolo went through college, played like all 3 or 4 years or whatever. I don't know if he left early or not.
What did Trubisky go through?
Well, he went through 1 year of college, is what I'm saying. He only started 1 year.
He only started
1 year. Jimmy Garoppolo sat behind.
How many years was he there?
Three. Okay. Jimmy Garoppolo sat behind the best quarterback, in my opinion, of all time,
and
Tom Brady.
How many years were you in college?
Five.
How many? Dang.
Yes.
How many of those years did you start?
Six.
I started my sophomore year, 3 years. I started three.
And you're going into the College Hall of Fame.
I should.
Not.
No. You crazy.
Should nice.
Not. You crazy.
Why? And good
why,
finisher.
Why should you go to the college football?
I mean, just you want me to hype myself
to,
up yeah, right
but
now?
But I would. But I would like to hear it, too. I would like to hear it. I would.
I'm not going to do it. What do you have? 4 sacks against Tennessee?
No. Hold on.
Against New York?
I am the
– Oh, no, that was – That game, so now all of a sudden you just go to college.
But no, exactly. What did you do in college, though? Seriously.
I was 2-time All-American.
Two?
Really?
Two. And you think you're going to the Hall of Fame?
SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Sack leader in Florida history.
Oh, man.
What else we need to
do? You definitely should go in the ring.
Anything, how many championships?
We won one SEC championship.
He won one.
What ballot do you think you should go?
Let's hear this.
Or maybe like, are you like a TO right now?
Let's hear this.
No, I'm not TO. No, I'm not even going to go there. I do think I think I will get in. I think I should get in. But that's time, man. We'll see. We'll see. That's not my decision, man. I don't do that. So we'll see.
You only won one, dog?
I'm sorry, how many you won?
No, I didn't win any.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what I thought. How many bowl games y'all went to?
Like when I was there?
No.
Or just like, you know, just our school in general.
No.
You went to one. I seen you on TV.
Oh, three. We won three.
Yeah, I seen you. We won three.
Wait, so there was a year that you actually didn't go to a bowl game?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, I don't remember that. I don't have years like that.
Right.
No, I didn't have years like that. Right. No, we went to a major bowl.
I was honorable mention, all Big Ten.
Nice.
I went second team 1 year, all Big Ten.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
I was 3-time all SEC.
Nice.
What are you talking about?
What
are you talking about?
I don't think that he expects to be inducted into the College Hall of Fame.
Do you?
College football.
Huh? What you said?
Do you?
All my laugh is really cries. Like, that's actually pretty good, man. Like, you balled out.
No, like, it.
You
no,
balled
man.
Out. I didn't.
I got a lot of. My teammates, man.
That's
my teammates.
A good job, man.
My teammates, hey, man.
That is I'm a like great Trubisky. Job, buddy.
Tell me, no, seriously, my teammates. This is crazy, though. You know, because you should be. I do think you should be in the College Football Hall of Fame.
I appreciate that.
But no matter all the accolades you had,
yep,
he was drafted in the first round.
Second.
Yes.
But you went fourth, right?
Yeah, I went fourth.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you went third.
I think it's the people we come out with. I
and
think
we barely hit 500.
But look at us, though. Honestly, in all honesty now, when you look at yourself and myself, and then we look at AA, do we actually meet the eye test for the position
I
we play?
Don't.
I mean, when you ran at the combine, were you as fast as some of those other guys? And when like you can see
we
why.
Actually probably had the slowest
Oh, really?
Running draft class in the combine.
I come out and I'm small. I'm bigger.
You came out bigger.
Freeney was a little shorter than me, but he weighed a little more. Freeney ran 4.38, bruh. And then you got Peppers was the other end. That's crazy. Like, okay, all right. If they top 10, then I might have went where I was supposed
to go. I get to this 4.7. But if I got to run 40 yards, coach, come on now.
Something's wrong, that's not even fair. That's right.
Look at our split time.
It was tough, right?
Oh, he had a 0.8? Oh, never mind. Let's not look at our split time.
Yes. Like, them boys were different, man.
Because I get off the rock now. Let's see what they did.
Oh, hey, yeah, they got off too.
Don't worry about
it. Like, you look at them, they still playing. Like, that's the part that kills me. These guys drafted same year as I was.
Pep.
And Freeney still playing. Pep still balling.
Yeah, Freeney's still using that Pep same spin move, too.
Pep is a cyborg, bro. Like, I swear to you. You remember our Terminator, the dude just fall out the sky?
Uh-huh.
That's Pep, man. Like, I've never seen him tape an ankle, a wrist, nothing, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, he put on his shoes, socks, pants. Mm-hmm. Jersey and shoulder pads,
bro, he was
and some
like,
gloves.
He was 290.
That I've never seen that. Like, I got to get here 4 hours in advance. I'm hot tub, cold tub. I'm doing yoga, like Pilates.
Like, 4'3" defensive ends are 290 pounds.
Yeah,
dog,
not many.
That
not
dude
many.
Is a straight side. Practice started at 3. Pep gear like 245.
He ready.
I don't see him stretch.
He don't like to stretch. Like, yeah, he
did a hamstring stretch. Like,
he want to play the game.
Then he like, let's go. Hey, let's go. I'm like, bruh, are you serious? Like, this is my eighth time stretching, actually. Goodness gracious, man.
Hey,
I've never seen nothing like
it, bruh. I think it was 06, I think, 06 or 2005. Pep gets it's the 15th game of the season. Pep gets a dislocated shoulder, and then he misses the rest of the game. Now, Pep made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a Pro Bowl alternate, so I'm looking like,
he's
right,
the one guy.
All right. I'm like, hey.
So
if you're
telling me there's a chance.
Hey, if you don't want to go, then, you know, I got you.
Did you text
Pep is the only one I've seen heal in 2 weeks from a dang dislocated shoulder. And he went to the Pro Bowl and balled out.
He's also the only person I know that goes to every Pro Bowl.
Oh, God.
Like, all the linebackers that were in NFC that were behind, like the Mike linebacker or the weak side linebacker, one of the linebackers, there was somebody, whoever was alternate, always went.
Yes.
Because Lack never went.
Lack wasn't going.
And I wasn't going to go after the second one. I wasn't going either.
Yeah.
You know, so somebody was always.
So why do people do that? Why don't they go? Just they don't want to get hurt or whatever?
As sometimes it's not worth the trouble of going. You know, you spend a lot of money. And the only way that really makes sense is if you win because you get additional, you know, 22 grand or 30 grand or something like that. You know, or you go get that car, you get MVP.
Yeah.
You know, but then you're on the field, you're playing against guys and you hit somebody hard. They're like, come on, man. It's just an all-star game.
I'm trying to get this car, brother. Get this car, brother.
The way I see it, because I watched all of them at home, the way I saw them was if you want to win MVP, you got to do it early while everybody just kind of relax. Because later in the game, people start thinking about that money. They're like, well, hey, if we win now, we're going to get an extra 10 stacks.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and get it now. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get a couple sacks here.
Hey, what was the Axeman's name, the linebacker from Philly? Axeman. You remember the Axeman. Jeremiah Trotter.
Jeremiah Trotter, okay, that's him.
Bro, let me tell you, though, I was covering was it Gonzalez, right?
Oh, boy.
And he had like a quick out. So on the quick out, I kind of grab, you guys, all right?
Go ahead.
I'm describing this.
Say what you got to
say.
We're all grown men.
Yes.
We're all grown men.
I was waiting.
Just go ahead and say it. Come on.
Obviously, I wrapped. I wrapped the hips. You know what I mean? It was always going to be.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? Okay.
You wrapped around his hips.
Yeah, I took a prime. Yeah, okay. You took a prime pose.
You wrapped around his hips.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It was going to be
thrust.
A light thrust.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm finishing the routine
tackle. Come on, man. Y'all, this is difficult enough. Hey, so we headed out of bounds. And Tony's about to fall
down.
About to fall, hit the ground.
Your hands are still around
his waist. Out of nowhere. I mean, one of them hit the hole.
Oh,
just like that. Just like that. Bam! Okay. I mean, no, took me out, took Gonzalez out, everybody, right? I was like, dang, what is that? I look up, it was Trotter.
Asked both of y'all, huh?
Everybody.
Get your hand from around his hip.
Yes. You hit like it's week one.
Alex, you got any Pro Bowl stories?
No. None. I have none. Nope.
Yeah, I remember this one time I was watching. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I watched them just like how you do. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. no, that Sean Taylor hit on that punter. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Bro. It's probably one of the hardest hits right. in all the Pro Bowl.
Sean Taylor was worth going to special teams meeting 40 minutes early just to watch his highlights because we're getting ready to play Washington.
Yes. Man, he was a different dude, man. He was golly. Never seen a safety like that, man. He was something different.
Unbelievable.
Yes. He was different. Shoot. Now, I ain't got no Pro Bowl stories, man. Pro Bowl, I mean, it was – you know what? I didn't want to go, and I haven't been to this day. I did not want to go to Hawaii.
Went to one?
No, I didn't want to go to Hawaii unless I was going to the Pro Bowl while I was playing.
Oh, okay. Now, dang, I didn't hear the complete thought.
No, now, I mean, I just ain't had time to really get out there and go. But I think it's a great place, but I just hadn't had a chance to go.
Wonderful place. Yeah. Like, wonderful, man.
Seven times.
Take great care of you.
Seven
they take
times
great
you
care. Yeah, it's fun. Get on the little scooters, ride around Hanama Bay, stuff like that.
How is it? I mean, I'm gonna talk to you because you're not the Pro Bowler with me.
I never made alternate.
How is it that you get a free trip
and you don't
to Hawaii?
You
say that's all right, man. Yeah, I'm good.
Contract year.
Contract year.
And you don't want to get hurt.
I had two contract years now. One, the franchise year.
Ooh,
you
was on a franchise. Tell us about that.
What's that?
Tell us about that. That first check on that franchise tag.
I was the only time in my life that I really thought about getting a tattoo.
Really?
And I seen R.W. McCorder has had a tattoo called with franchise on it. Uh-huh. He's all called franchise. And I was like, you know what? I'm a franchise player.
Yes, you are.
But I couldn't figure out where I would put the tattoo.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to put it on my arm because everybody will see it.
That is crazy.
I put it under here. My underpits. So when I raise
it
up,
where I put my old space.
Oh, that franchise, man, you're going to make a ton of money, boy.
Ooh, it's fun. Man.
Jeez, I don't doubt it. You're betting on yourself.
It's guaranteed.
Hey, bet on yourself, and then I'm going to get more next year.
I was like that maybe fourth or fifth wave of free agency. You know how that first wave go, everybody get all that money. You're like, whoo. Call my agent, like, hey, am I? Oh, no, you're not a part of the first one. Not a part of the first one.
Take money, did you like
second,
that?
Second, he was being honest with me.
Honest.
Second
way
it came was, hey, man, hey, what's going on? I talk to my agent every day. Like, hey, man, what's going on today? What's happening today? Same as yesterday. You know, you're not gonna, you may be second wave. I don't know. It could be third, though. You know. You know how them days go. March 1st was the first day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get signed to the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like forever, dog. Like,
yes.
I'm like, dang, dog. It's getting to the point where you got to wait to see if somebody get hurt.
Dog. You remember
like, what?
You were here when Pep got here?
Yeah.
So none of us, I don't think any of us was in this situation where you're sitting at the crib.
Yes.
And it is 12:01 and the coach and the GM show up.
Yeah.
How much is it going to take?
No, no, no. Right. He put the foot in the door. Pep was like, Pep was like, no. He put the foot in the door. Lovie said, nah, big guy. Hey, big guy.
You're not going anywhere.
No.
What's it going to take? You need to remove my foot and you open his door.
Yeah. We need you in Chicago.
First things first, big guy. What do we need to do? Huh? You tell me.
Open
you
check.
Tell me.
Book.
I mean, we'll go to Big Sandy right now. What do we need to do?
I get on the elliptical right now. Put it on level 10 for you.
Yes.
Hey, you want to see how healthy your head coach is? Huh? Nobody rides the elliptical. Nobody rides the elliptical like this.
Oh my gosh!
Pull out the Brinks truck.
That would be ooh. It's just one of them days, man. I just wanted to feel like that. One of them days. I wasn't quite good enough. Wasn't quite good enough, though.
Yeah.
Wasn't quite good enough for that.
Yeah, man. Same here.
It's all right.
Play the violin.
Yeah.
A little small violin.
I was really close to going to San Fran.
Oh, for real.
I'm really close to going to San Fran. And
when?
I remember after the franchise year. After the franchise year, and what happened was that tampering case. Mm. What happened, so they ended up getting Justin Smith.
Okay.
Justin Smith signed for like $42 million.
Mm. That wasn't
he
bad.
He didn't
that
play the same bad, position though. You played, though.
No, he played
No, but didn't matter. But because I was a traditional outside linebacker, if I'd have went to San Fran, I would have got a different type of money, which would have changed the game for traditional
for sure
outside linebacker.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
When we were game. you were here when this happened right here. So, and Pep's situation is great, but I don't know, boy. That John Tate situation where the Bears come in and they say, you know what, Kansas City only have this much salary cap. So even though we think you about 20, and I'm just throwing out a number here, about 20 million to get them where they can't match it, we're going to give you 39. It's like, whoa, really?
Right.
God.
Smart business tactics.
Oh, he gone. He left. He left Kansas City in a heartbeat.
Goodbye, guys.
Yeah,
now
he was gone.
It's time to say goodbye to all my company.
Shoot. That boy got, he got paid. J-Zoom got paid like that. Just a little bleak, a little error in his contract. Not error, but just the wording wasn't quite right.
Incentive.
Yeah, the incentive said Escalators. The Pro Bowl. And he made the Pro Bowl. I bet they specific now.
Speaking of,
they specific.
Speaking of Pro Bowlers, who y'all think got snubbed on the Bears? I say Akeem.
Akeem, yeah. And I think Fuller should at least get like Pro Bowl alternate or something.
Yeah.
That's what I thought he should have. I've been saying that all year. I think he should have been
right in that. Here's the thing. He would have solidified it that he have caught the picks that he should
absolutely
have caught.
Yeah. Absolutely. Catch half of them. Hell, if he catch half of them, he got – right now he'd have 5 picks.
You're in there.
He's good.
The way you're playing, you're in there.
He would be in there. Because don't nobody, I mean, not many guys coming up playing the run like he played this year.
What was the game?
And covering.
We played Carolina in 05. In 05, we played Carolina. And in that game, Vash had, I think, he had his 7th pick.
Oh, yeah.
He was leading the league, and
he was doing this right
because he knew.
He
solidified that.
Oh, it was that time. Oh, yeah. He was going.
Right?
He was going.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, I
seen Vash the other day, man.
Nate Vash, man.
We were at another Christmas party. We were at a Christmas party.
He was at a Christmas party?
Yeah. Johnny Knox had a Christmas party.
I seen the picture on there.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't get an invite.
Why you making that face,
now,
man?
I definitely didn't get an invite to that one.
No.
They looked like they were having so much fun,
were.
Too. You could barely see it was a Johnny Knox party, but you could barely see Johnny Knox in the back like that.
it was a good time.
Was it a good time?
It was a good time, man.
Did you get your invite? Or was it like a verbal one?
Or did you just knew? Or did you crash?
Can I answer? Goodness gracious, man. Well, you know, Johnny's wife invited my wife, which is, you know.
I don't know. Tell me.
Deal. Oh, she had a.
We're a package deal.
Package deal.
Oh, so it was automatic. It was a plus one?
Yeah, I'm plus one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
It's still a good time. I may not be telling the story right, but.
But I know. I'm
just trying to keep everybody happy.
We know the Knoxes.
I'm trying to keep everybody happy.
I'm going
to
just send the word out. Well, next time I'm at the bottom line. All right, and I'm with you know, Robert Vaughn. I'm just saying, hey, look, because I know everybody comes in here to get the cut steal. So just send the word if there's any Christmas parties in 2018. I want it.
I want it. I'm available. Available.
Lance, you know I got an open door policy, man.
Absolutely.
Your caramel cake is yes. Welcome because I know you've perfected it.
Right.
It's not going to be soupy.
That's it. You're
so because I can't. I don't.
You're
cook.
Always invited, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Alex, you done been over 4th of July, everything, man.
I'm sorry, I ain't been to the Christmas party. We talking about Christmas party.
But, you know, right. it's harder when everybody got kids and they want to be with their family and stuff like that.
You are family.
What does that mean?
You are family.
I know. But to get everybody all together after eating, after they playing Nintendo Switch and laying on the ground right there, you know what I'm saying? To get them all together to come over to your house or vice versa for you to come over to my house, it's kind of difficult.
But you got good. You got a lot of good food, though. Get them in the car and we rolling.
It ain't even got to be Christmas.
We ain't got to open the presents till we get to your house. All I need is the invite. I got the July invite. I got the 4th of July.
You don't really need any disrespect. You just pop up. Like, oh, hey, AB, what up, baby?
All right, I don't need no disrespect,
but I know I have an open door policy with you. I appreciate that with your house stuff. But you put a lot of material out there for the world to see. It don't take that long to put a little material out there for your brethren. Just putting that out there.
Seriously. Material.
Seriously.
You talking about videos?
You said you had the quarter emotions mm-hmm. on tap. Boom, you had it ready.
Yes.
I have it ready.
Man, I got all type of stuff in this phone, man. Like, for real.
I don't see how you still got space in that phone, man.
I get an iCloud joint, man.
Oh, yeah, iCloud?
All on the cloud, dog. Like, I spend the time to take each one and put them on the cloud, bro. I don't know. Everything get hacked now, man. Everything.
You think so?
Yep.
My Tesla ain't going to get hacked, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, it will.
No, it's not.
No question.
No, it's not.
That's the first
thing. Elon Musk. Elon got this on lock.
Why does that sound like a perfume or like a
Jovan Musk?
Like a cologne.
It was a Jovan.
Like a Stetson or something.
He can't be. He can't be named
Elon Musk.
He cannot be named Jeffrey and be as smart as he is.
Not
that Jeffrey's aren't smart.
Elon Musk.
Get the Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. Yes.
In a world where men are men.
Y'all ain't finna go off on Elon like this. This ain't finna go
if you
down.
You want to be a man.
No.
Get your Elon Musk.
Elon, help your boy out. Help me out.
Y'all not going to talk about my friend.
Y'all ain't going to talk about Elon like that. We're going to talk about E. I'm like, E-Money.
E-Money. So he just saved his E in your phone?
I'm a dog. E-Money. E-Money. He say the E-Money in my phone, man. Wow. That's E, man. I'm a dog.
I ain't even going to make a comment on that, bro.
It would be appropriate.
You don't think it would be appropriate to our fans.
So wait a minute. You don't think Elon and I are buddies?
Y'all not. Anyway, no. Check this out. We pick players
y'all
to watch.
Y'all can edit out some that I say. Y'all can edit it out.
We pick players to watch on the first show.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Tariq, who is balling? Huh? Who do you guys say? Who did you guys say? Huh?
Oh, man.
I think my pick is better.
He ain't ball out like Jay Howard. I mean, Jay Howard ball.
Or Kyle Fuller.
Not who you said. You pick
Kyle Fuller.
You pick Flo.
Did I pick Flo? Flo got hurt.
Yes, you sure did.
Flo got hurt, man.
You sure did.
Flo got hurt.
That was your guy, though.
And he got hurt.
You picked.
Right. Do you think that he would have been?
Picked Jarrell.
He would have outplayed those other guys?
You picked Freeman. So I win again. That's all I'm trying to say.
My guy played better than your guy.
All I'm trying
to say. Your guy will never play here again.
All I'm trying to say is that
but
I won.
He had that Latimer, man. that Latimer.
All right.
Hold on. No, he did not. No.
What? I didn't win?
Tariq played well. And
Tariq
spurts.
Made it through the year.
At spurts.
It's by default.
Tariq is
he
probably
by
one
default.
Of the most exciting offensive players to watch. So, I win. Thank you, guys. Who should we be looking forward to watching next year?
I'm going to say the quarterback, man, or Cam.
For sure.
The quarterback or Cam?
Yeah.
I think Cam's going to come back in a big way. I think the door is still open for him to kind of make a name for himself because nobody really took the reign and said, okay, I'm the number one receiver here. So, I think he can come back, and you obviously know the Bears are going to get a pick.
What pick do the Bears get next year?
We don't know. We'll have to see after this last game, but – they'll be top 10 for sure.
Right, but it'll probably be top 7, I think. I think it's 6.
I mean, if they win, then they could fall down even further. So, I mean, it'll be – depending on who wins, who loses, I mean, you got to wait.
This last game?
Correct.
Against the Minnesota Vikings?
We're nine right now.
We're 9?
Yeah.
So, we're looking at probably
so, we'll be 7. A top – so, you're saying we're going to be top 10, which means that –
we're going to be top 10 regardless.
So, which means that
– irregardless.
That this week is a done deal?
Irregardless. Why do people say that? Irregardless.
I just use that word on a Sunday.
You should not have
used that. So, we get a top 10 pick.
So, I agree with you with Mitchell, though.
I say whatever our top 10 pick is going to be. Because I have a feeling it's either going to be
– What position should we draft?
It's going to be whoever the best receiver.
Is there a question?
Right.
The bestest. I say wide receiver.
Receiver.
Yes. it's got to be. Okay, listen.
Unless it. Yeah.
Let's do it this way. We know that really is the best receiver in college football. Just pick him. Don't break him down and overthink it. He is the best receiver in college football. That's just correct. Pick him.
Is he running the 40?
It doesn't matter. The sucker gets open, bro. He gets
and
open.
And he does, man. He catches the ball
he
consistently.
He catches the what rock. Did, there will be.
More importantly, what did he get on his Wonderlic?
No, there will be somebody that's going to come up.
This ain't brain science.
No. No, it's not. If he's that good on film, don't overthink it and think that it's not going to translate in the NFL. It will. It will. There's going to be some kid from Wyoming State
that's
Community
gonna
College that's going to be 6'3",
220
pounds and run a 4.2.
Straight.
Yes.
A straight line.
Yes.
4.2.
That was
a strong
two.
That was
a 2.42.
4.2.
Sounds like Mater.
Who's the MVP? Who's the MVP of the league right now? I'm going with Gurley. I'm going with Ty. Todd Gurley. Todd won. Remember Todd won MTV?
MVP.
I don't know.
I'm gonna say
Wentz. No. Brady?
He lost
to Miami.
I don't care who they lost to. He the best player in the game.
He is the leader in passing yards. Well, I mean, why does it have to go to a quarterback all the time?
Why does it have to go to a leader in anything? If you're the best player, Antonio Brown. Who's better than him?
Todd Gurley.
No. Oh, man, no.
Todd Gurley. They went from worst to first.
So what? That wasn't because of
Todd Gurley. Just because of Todd Gurley.
What?
It's not.
They got a quarterback named Goff over there that's playing pretty doggone well. They got some receivers
the
over there.
They don't need them.
And Woods, they're playing pretty
they
well.
Yeah, another Pac-12 guy.
Watkins, get a ball to Gurley.
Come on now. Come
you
on.
Don't need Gurley, MVP.
Stop. No. I'm going to go with Antonio Brown. I think he's doubled every single week, and he just gets it done, man.
You just like him because that's your son's name.
Well, I mean, and he gave us a jersey, so sign. So appreciate that, Tony. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah. Hey, B, business is booming.
Business is always booming.
Booming.
And he's a Florida boy. You know what I mean?
Did you see him rehabbing in his driveway? Goodness gracious, man.
He going to be back.
All Florida boys like that?
Like, yeah.
Antonio?
Yeah.
Getting chariots and stuff to practice.
Crazy, man.
What's the craziest thing you did? Like where you was like, oh man, I probably should not have spent money on this. Or I should say the craziest thing you spent money on. Got him.
When you and Vasher showed up at training camp.
No, I had it dropped off.
Oh, you had it dropped off?
I had it dropped off at training camp.
That thing was nasty,
yes,
bro.
But you knew who it was.
It was a Lambeau. Dog, nice. It was nasty, bro. I was like, oh my.
It's the same year Obama got elected.
It's not even double. It's not like you walk past it and you're like, oh, whose own is that? Oh, yeah, that's Briggs on right there. That's Briggsy right
hey,
there.
It just so happened that I got it dropped off. It was the last day where we were all leaving.
It was sweet, bro.
There's no top. There's no top.
The one with the license plate just says 55? Is that whose car is it?
It rained that day.
It rained? No.
and I was low on gas.
Wow.
I had to stop.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And I remember people
just
were
gets
like,
worse.
Why do you have that car out and it's raining? You don't understand.
Hey, Nate Vass got the small one. He got the small one. So you saw both of them. I was like, whoa. Ooh.
Coming up.
Nate, I couldn't get that right there. That right there. Ooh,
that thing was tough
sweet.
To park in the Players Park.
Was that back when they didn't have like the camera right here? So you had to like turn around.
Like, you had to sit up. Hey, can you watch me from there?
Just give me a thumbs up if I got enough space.
Y'all remember that? You remember when you used to be able to do that? Like, what if your camera went off? Could you still parallel park without the camera?
No, well, when it happened.
Millennials probably couldn't, but you
no,
know,
they
since
couldn't.
Since we've been there.
Well, sometimes
it'll come back. It'll
sometimes
come back.
There's a lot of weather, so that the camera's
oh, yeah.
cloudy.
Yes.
Then I give a Do it this way now.
What is this, man? Hurt my back trying to turn it around, man.
Yes.
This is garbage.
That is, it gets so easy, man. So now with that good Tesla, though, you don't even have to.
I got a minivan.
I'm sorry?
A mega van.
Now, hey, guys, thanks for tuning in.
Well, you need to stop.
To two guys and a pro bowler. Shout out to Elon Musk.
Elon. Your boys. E-Money.
You can sponsor the show if you like Elon.
Well, absolutely. He'd like.
It's totally
come on.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's totally cool.
We'll go green, baby. Green over here.
But we like Xfinity. We like Xfinity. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to all of our shows. We
indeed
really appreciate it. Rate, subscribe, like, comment, all of that good stuff. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Two guys in a pro bowl.
Thanks for listening to Two Guys and a Pro Bowler, brought to you by Xfinity. Make sure you rate and subscribe, because remember, Spice has four kids to feed.